so lonesome I could cry and tell me how a cold, cold heart makes the blues come around at night. For 14 years now I've gone to schools. I've talked to kids about drugs, mostly 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. One of the things I always do in my presentation is sing Hank Williams songs, especially I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. And I talk to the kids about Hank. I just tell them, kids, the man that wrote these songs was a genius. He really was. And yet at the age of 29, he was dead in the backseat of his car from a drug overdose. Now kids, if a genius can die on drugs, what kind of chance you think you got on them? And you wouldn't believe how many of these youngsters come up to me and say thank you. You're the first person that's ever talked to me about what to do if somebody wants me to do drugs. Little 12-year-old girl told me, I'll just tell them I know a genius that died on that stuff. I'm not gonna do it. You see, it gives them an answer they need to get out of a tight spot with their peers or their friends. And that's important. It might make a difference in their whole life. We also talk about Elvis, Judy Garland, Marilyn Monroe, John Belushi, Freddie Prinze. The list just goes on and on. These kids know who these people are. They've seen their movies and they've heard their records. It makes quite an impression on them when they stop to think about those fabulous careers that were stopped dead cold by drugs. Every year or so, another one of these superstars dies on drugs. And that's sad. But let me tell you something a lot sadder. Every day in this country, another child under 18 dies on drugs. Over 900 last year. And that's got to stop, because that's somebody's baby. That's somebody's grandbaby. That's somebody's heartache. We got to stop it. And you can only stop it by talking to the children. It's not the school system's responsibility, folks, to teach our kids about drugs. It's our responsibility. We got to start doing a better job of it. We got to learn to say things like, I love you. I want to see you grow up. I want to see what you're going to be. I had a lady tell me that it made her uncomfortable to talk to her kids about drugs. She said, it makes me feel like I'm accusing them of something, and it makes me uncomfortable. I said, you don't know what uncomfortable is yet. You wait till you go to the grave of one of those children and it's too late to talk to them. And then you'll find out about uncomfortable. And folks, don't think it always happens to somebody else. Don't think it just happens in some other family. You look at me sitting right here. I'm here to promise you it doesn't always happen to somebody else. So talk to the children. Tell them about Hank and about Elvis and about I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. There's not a better song to use or a better example. In that song, Hank talked about the silence of a falling star, the silence it leaves behind. Folks, there is no greater silence than the silence left behind when a child dies. So talk to the children. Sing me a sad song, Hank Williams, and may you know.